would you call yourself a socialist?
No.
You've never told a lie in politics?
No.
See, somebody sent me a video action last Friday and it had you talking at the socialist union.
Yes.
And you mentioned the word comrade about four times in a minute. What was that about?
It was a rally and I would have been about 25 years old.
Comrade.
That was in 2009.
Oh, well, I can't remember which country it was in.
Has it changed since those days?
No, not particularly.
If you are caught in a lie or caught intentionally misleading the New Zealand public, how would you expect to be held to account?
Well, I actually believe that it is possible to exist in politics without lying.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full 2-week period of sustained propaganda.
Hi, Grant Edwards from Liberty NZ. Well, not only is the Great Reset well underway, but the Great Vaccine cover-up is well underway in New Zealand. Following hospitalisation after her first jab, Olivia McGregor-Hay and her parents were not only warned not to allow Olivia to take the second dose, but they were also encouraged not to speak about the event publicly. This comes after a recently vaccinated 17-year-old Auckland girl was reportedly in an induced coma and died with blood clots. Sarah Smith from Counterspin Media can confirm that she spoke to the grandmother of the 14-year-old Olivia, a Whangarei schoolgirl student. Irene Paparoski said her granddaughter had the shot, along with her mother Cheryl Paparoski, on Thursday, 2nd of September. Immediately afterwards, Olivia's face went bright red and she was not feeling very well. The next morning, she couldn't feel her head and feet. After going out to the ute to collect something for her father, she returned with her whole body shaking as though she had Parkinson's disease. By Saturday morning, Olivia's father, Jean, was so worried about her that he took her to the White Cross Emergency Centre, where they advised her to go straight to the hospital immediately. Olivia's heart rate peaked at 175 beats per minute, and doctors warned the parents not to allow her to take a second jab or she would die. Their position then changed, saying her adverse effects must be due to underlying health conditions, which remain unsubstantiated, as the claim is contested by the family, who are adamant that Olivia was fit and healthy and always on the move prior to getting the jab. We speak now with co-producer of Counterspin Media, Sarah Smith. Sarah, what was your impression of Irene Paparoski, Olivia's grandmother?
Oh, gee, Irene's... She's a lovely woman. She's in her 70s and yeah. She's a farmer. So she's up at the crack of dawn and she doesn't go to bed till just before midnight. 7 days a week, she's out on the farm. She's just a goer and she's one of these people that you're in awe of when you hear about how much they do. And I said, oh, are you looking at retiring anytime soon? And she just laughed and she said, no, they're just going to have to dig a grave and chuck me in and throw my gumboots on top. And that's how I want to go out. So I don't think she'll be stopping until she's dead. Yeah, very, very passionate.
And so when I spoke to her the day before, she said that her daughter was worried that she might have killed her from getting the vaccine. Is that what you heard as well?
Well, yeah, when I spoke to her, she had said that the doctors had said that they shouldn't give her the next vaccine, the second jab, because the first jab she'd had such a severe reaction to it, and if they give her another one, it will kill her. And, yeah, that obviously really, really upset the parents, and they were devastated, yeah.
And then what happened? They changed their tune, the doctors.
Yeah, well, as far as I understand, they were they went to White Cross on Saturday, and then White Cross immediately said, "You guys need to go up to the hospital." So they went up to the hospital, and she was admitted, and her heart rate was just through the roof. And firstly they said it's been a reaction to the vaccine, and then after that they changed their tune, and basically were saying that the young girl has underlying health conditions and it's got nothing to do with the vaccine. And that they also said, which was almost even worse, was that the parents, what Irene said was actually that they were being told to hush it up.
And also how would the hospital know? Did they have her file?
No, yeah, that as far as what Irene could tell me was that there was actually no information on any underlying health conditions, and in fact, her father had told Irene that she hasn't been sick for a very long time. She's a very fit and healthy girl, and Irene said she's constantly dancing around the house and she's always on the go. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So when the hospital said she must have, they're just assuming that she must have had underlying symptoms.
I would need to have spoken directly to the parents about exactly what the doctor said, but what Irene said, from what I gathered from Irene, there was no actual evidence of any underlying health conditions. It was just the doctors suggesting that the vaccine was actually not to blame and it must be something to do with the child.
A New Zealand Outdoors Party press release stated that deaths from COVID vaccine are government-mandated genocide. Sue Gray, lawyer and New Zealand Outdoors Party co-leader, said the Prime Minister is floundering as the community networks are proving to be far more efficient at collecting and sharing information than the bureaucrats. Since then, MedSafe has acknowledged that the Pfizer vaccine may cause myocarditis, pericarditis, and thrombosis, which is blood clots. In February, the Pfizer vax was given provisional consent for restricted treatment of a limited number of patients and subject to 58 conditions requiring more research and information. After the High Court case in Wellington raised questions about the legality of the vaccine rollout, the government undertook an emergency law reform within 24 hours to remove the restricted use. The government, with their sanctioned experts, supported by mainstream media, continued to suppress the spread of truth, logic and reason, by accusing anyone with a counter-narrative to their one source of truth of being spreaders of misinformation. Vaccine confidence is difficult with non-disclosure of ingredients and adverse reactions by our health professionals due to the suppression and gagging by the government officials and vested interests. A petition calling for an immediate suspension of the vaccine rollout to teenagers is underway at oursay.co.nz. That's oursay.co.nz. Well, this report was brought to you by Counterspin Media.